NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Now with the news, Russ Ward.
The South Vietnamese parliament has approved a general mobilization in that country for all men between the ages of 18 and 43. The action was taken despite vigorous opposition by some members who said they would appeal to the Supreme Court. In addition to the mobilization, youths between 16 and 18 years of age and men between 44 and 50 can be directed to take civil defense jobs. One of the biggest B-52 raids of the war was carried out today against communist infiltration routes leading into the city of Saigon. Millions of pounds of explosives were dropped on suspected communist positions. A North Vietnamese radio broadcast monitored in Tokyo said the Viet Cong has been ordered to stand by for an all-out attack on the South Vietnamese capital. Residents of Saigon were warned to evacuate areas near military bases and other installations. There is new east-west tension in divided Berlin today. A report and other news after this from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. If there's one thing we're devoted to, it's the two-party system. Every Saturday night, too many Americans drive to one party, soak a few into their systems, and then to a second party and belt a few more. And then they get back into their cars and bang, hundreds of two-party Americans wind up in several parts. The two-party system has been such a smashing success that maybe we ought to get rid of it. And when we do, State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, just might be able to lower their already low rates and quicken their already quick claim service, simply because there'll be a lot fewer accidents. When you're driving, the best system is the no-party system.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Once again, Russ Ward.
This weekend is a troublesome one for residents of West Berlin seeking to drive across East German territory to West Germany. Communist travel restrictions have created major tie-ups. A report from Garrick Utley, NBC News, Berlin.
The new East German controls on surface traffic between Berlin and West Germany have created more massive delays today as thousands of German motorists wait fumingly for the visas they are now required to buy to travel through East Germany. At one East German checkpoint outside Berlin, cars are backed up for 6 miles, and there is a delay of 3 to 4 hours. The delays are caused principally by the new East German controls, which are designed to put added pressure on vulnerable West Berlin, and also to impress West Germans and West Berliners that East Germany exists as a sovereign country, a fact the West German government has officially refused to recognize, but which thousands of irritated motorists are faced with this weekend. Garrick Utley, NBC News, Berlin.
West German Foreign Minister Willy Brandt was scheduled to confer with officials in West Berlin today on possible countermeasures in the face of the East German restrictions. The Republican Governor's Conference is winding up in Tulsa, Oklahoma today. There is speculation New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller may win the public endorsement of Pennsylvania Governor Schaefer. Rockefeller has scheduled an appearance today before the Minnesota Republican Convention in Duluth in his search for delegates' support at the August Republican nominating convention. Aides of former Vice President Richard Nixon were quoted yesterday as saying Nixon will not engage in any debates or any other confrontation with Nelson Rockefeller. More in a moment.
Highway Holidays 68. For a rewarding auto trip this vacation, why not take a swing through historic Virginia? Also rewarding, wherever you drive, will be the pleasant breaks you take at Stuckey's. You find these friendly stores along the highways coast to coast. Try Stuckey's famous pecan candies. Samples are free. And now, boxed and ready to go, buy Stuckey's fried chicken for a picnic beside the road. Relax, refresh, refuel at Stuckey's soon.
Two Lebanese lawyers revealed in Beirut today they have offered to fly to Los Angeles to help defend Jordanian immigrant Sirhan Sirhan, the man accused in the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. The offer was contained in a letter to the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. One of the lawyers is quoted as saying, "The Arab people have a right to know the real motives that made Sirhan do what he did." Havana Radio has been silent today on news of a heart transplant that was reported yesterday in Cuba. The broadcast said the transplant of the heart of a calf, presumably to a human patient, was successful. The lack of further news would indicate a possible unfavorable development. Again, the hour's top story, the South Vietnamese parliament has approved a general mobilization in that country for all men between the ages of 18 and 43. This is Ross Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when Stuckey's Roadside Refreshment Centers bring you NBC Monitor News.
This is Tom Costigan, WNBC News. It's 11:05. The temperature is 78 degrees in New York, and it's sunny. A suspended New York City public school official has been convicted of plotting to kill two moderate Negro civil rights leaders. Herman Ferguson was found guilty by a Queens County jury early today of planning to murder Roy Wilkins and Whitney Young Jr., executive directors, respectively, of the NAACP and the Urban League. Convicted with Ferguson was Arthur Harris. Both men are Negroes and allegedly members of the militant Black Power Revolutionary Action Movement. Brooklyn police believe narcotics was the reason behind the slaying of a Brooklyn physician during the night. The body of 66-year-old Dr. Harold Rames was found on DeKalb Avenue by a patrolman on beat. He had been shot twice. The victim's car was found four blocks away. Police say the slayer took no money or jewelry, but the dead physician's medical bag is missing. Narcotics raids in Westchester and Orange counties netted 56 suspects last night and yesterday. In Westchester alone, 42 were seized in a series of raids in Mount Vernon, Yonkers, New Rochelle, and Ossining, all of them described as pushers. Seven others arrested in Newburgh, where police seized a quantity of marijuana, heroin, and pills. And the former leader of Tammany Hall appears on the witness stand Monday in the federal bribery trial involving former city water commissioner James Marcus. Carmine DeSapio was subpoenaed to appear to answer testimony charging that he was a go-between in a shakedown of Con Edison. And a two-year-old Brooklyn girl, after having overcome one major obstacle to life, now faces another. The infant was struck by a bullet before she was born after an unknown assailant fired a shot into the mother, 20-year-old Lucy Ortiz. Last night, the baby passed the bullet from its body without complications, but today she's still listed as critical, suffering from a respiratory ailment. The present WNBC temperature is 78 degrees, and it's sunny. Mostly sunny and quite warm this afternoon, a high near 90, becoming partly cloudy tonight, a low in the middle 60s, mostly cloudy and cooler tomorrow with a chance of a few showers, the high tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s. Repeating the present WNBC temperature, it's 78 degrees. This is Tom Costigan, WNBC News.
Gene Rayburn here, and before we move along on Monitor's birthday weekend, I just want to clear up one point. If you want to move, you go right ahead and move. Move from room to room, out in the backyard, or even into your car, but don't make a move towards your radio dial. That's all. Now let's catch up with someone who's already on the move, Dionne Warwick.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. L.A. is a great big freeway. Put a $100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star. Weeks turn into years, how quick they pass. And all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream in your heart, you're never alone. Dreams turn into dust and blow away. And there you are. Without a friend, you pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose?
hats and all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumps and gas. I've got lots of friends in San Jose.
Many forms of cancer are on the decrease, claim fewer lives each year, but not cancer of the lung. And the association between lung cancer and cigarette smoking is now known to be a fact. Learn how you can help protect yourself from lung cancer, how it is diagnosed, how it is treated, and how to prevent it. Write the U.S. Public Health Service, Washington, D.C., for their free, easy-to-understand folder on cancer of the lung.
Now over to Mel Allen.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint with Chris Economaki, with action from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the refiners of world-famous Pennsylvania-grade crude oils. Chris will be along in just a moment, but first of all, let me ask you a question. Is your car's engine running like something doesn't fit? Well, you'd better change to a brand of Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oil. It's a proven fact that crude oils from wells in the Pennsylvania region produces oils of superior lubricity, or oiliness. Because they have a unique molecular structure, these famous oils last longer, make your car's engine run smoother. Follow the lead of sports car fans. For the good of your engine, insist on Pennsylvania-grade crude motor oils. And by the way, if you are a sports car fan, get this. The Pennsylvania Grade Crude Oil Association, again this year, is repeating its offer of rally kits. Each kit has six big checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of 120 sanctioned rally scoring slips. To get a rally kit for your club, just send $1 to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania, zip code 16. 301. Now, here's Chris Economaki.
Bobby Unser will make his first start at the famous Daytona International Speedway in Florida in the Paul Revere 250 on July the 3rd. The Indy winner will drive a Chevrolet Camaro in the unique road race, which starts at the stroke of midnight. Here in rural Ontario, at Mosport Park Road Course, Bobby is third in the lineup for today's Telegram Trophy race for Indianapolis cars, behind pole winner Dan Gurney and Mario Andretti. In yesterday's trial runs for today's twin 100-mile events, Graham Hill of England perpetuated the turbine jinx by wrecking the fifth and last of Andy Granatelli's famous Lotus STP Whooshmobile. Hill was unhurt, as were several other drivers who damaged their cars in off-course excursions. After the qualifying was over, Larry Dixon flew down to Cincinnati, Ohio, for last night's first USAC sprint car program on the new Tri-County Speedway. Arriving late, he started the feature in 16th place, and on the white flag lap with just one lap to go, went around Scratch Daniels to win, keeping his undefeated sprint car record intact. Behind Daniels at the finish of the thriller was IMCA champ Carl Bussin in third, pole winner Ralph Liguori fourth, Sam Sessions fifth, and Ray Lee Goodwin sixth.
This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
Chris Economaki will bring you up to date on the important weekend action in the sport of speed auto racing with another report late tomorrow here on the Monitor Beacon.
James Bruce speaking. When you talk about an original, your mind wanders to words like Mona Lisa, one of a kind. In the automotive field, when you talk about an original, you're talking about Mustang, the original sporty car, the hottest selling sporty car. 68's hottest selling sporty car. Now, what makes a Mustang? Ask some penny-wise people and they'll tell you value. After all, only Mustang offers carpeting, floor shift, and bucket seats as standard equipment on all models. Ask others and they'll just say, well, it's because Mustang is Mustang. And by that, they mean the look that no one else has been able to capture, as well as better ideas. But the one thing people keep coming back to about Mustang is originality. Mustang 68. The one original that still costs less than some of the reproductions. Have you made the switch to Ford? The switch is on to better ideas from Ford. This is James Bruce. Have a happy day.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again, and our nomination for unkindest Father's Day poem of the decade goes to this four-word stanza. Remember, Father? Why bother? Oh, come on now, make up. Let's narrow that generation gap. And here's a look of love to soften the atmosphere. Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66.
Can make it a hard life. One tiny slip means another tough break. But now into your big, hard, clattering world comes J.P. Stevens with a couple of softies. Stevens Merriweather and Merriair Indoor-Outdoor Carpet made with Vectra fiber. Designed to go where most other carpets wouldn't dare. Places like kitchens, bathrooms, family rooms, patios, porches. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merriweather and Merriair stain-resistant, fade-resistant, and remarkably rugged. They can't rot, and they aren't affected by mildew. And to make your life even softer, Merriair comes with its own built-in rubber backing. You're going to love what J.P. Stevens has done for that hard world of yours. Of course, having Junior tramp across the kitchen floor sounding like this may take some getting used to.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the Monroe Auto Equipment Company. Riding on worn-out shocks is like riding on dynamite. Insist on Monroe. Here's Joe.
The confusion over the weekend in baseball was felt by many people. Players, owners, commissioner, league presidents, the fans. We have a man that we're going to talk to see if we can't find out some answers to some questions we were thinking about. But first, this from Monroe.
Time runs short if your car is overloaded and you're riding on worn-out shock absorbers. You swerve when passing, bounce badly over bumps, sway dangerously when braking. It's like riding on dynamite. Don't get blown off the highway. if you pull or haul a load, you need Monroe rear load leveler stabilizing units. Monroe load levelers are combination heavy-duty shock absorbers and variable rate coil springs. When your car is loaded down, load levelers keep it up and level, and your wheels tight to the road. They automatically adjust for all road and load conditions. Monroe rear load levelers are sold wherever you see Mighty Mo, the friendly alligator with a dragging tail. Get a free Mighty Mo sticker for your car, too. It's a sign that you don't like to fool around with dynamite. You're riding with Monroe.
I'm talking to Marvin Miller, the executive director of the Players Association. Marvin, in the confusion of last weekend, Milt Pappas of the Cincinnati Ball Club ended up getting traded. Many people feel that it was a factor because he was a player representative.
Well, I think indirectly that was true. Milt Pappas is a very conscientious player representative, and by that I mean he does his very best to represent the interests of the players on the club who have elected him. Now, there were a number of prior incidents, one in particular involving the Cincinnati club, a violation of the agreement by the Cincinnati management where Milt was necessarily involved. In that particular case, in other words, before this last weekend, it is my understanding that Milt asked to be traded at that time.
He asked before this whole incident?
Yes.
Marvin, did the players at any time feel that they had an obligation to the fans that they should have played?
Yes, I think the players always feel that obligation. But I should point out that this was really a most confusing situation. For example, the commissioner's statement on Friday, if any part of it was a directive, it was the part which said that no game should be started while the funeral is on. And it's my understanding that in most, if not all, cases, that directive was read to the players by club management. Now, as the afternoon wore on Saturday, it became apparent that the funeral train was delayed and that it was not going to be possible to wait until the funeral was over before starting the game. So the players were caught in the middle of this as well. They had had the commissioner's directive read saying they shouldn't play. They had the club scheduling a game at an hour when they knew they couldn't comply with that directive.
Where do you lay the responsibility?
Well, I don't like to point fingers, but I think a decision about whether to play a scheduled game or not is the responsibility of management, and in this case, of the club owners and their representatives. I think that the commissioner played a role, and apparently the league presidents too, but I must always remember, and I think everybody should remember, that they are salaried employees employed by the owners who have the right to make such a decision, but who, if they are then subject to criticism for it, should not complain.
Thank you very much, Marvin Miller. We've been talking to Marvin Miller, the executive director of the Players Association. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports, and now this from Monroe.
Time runs out fast when you drive on worn-out shock absorbers. The next bump, pothole, sharp curve, sudden stop, and bad shocks can bounce you right off the road. It's like riding on dynamite. Don't risk getting blasted out of your old shocks. Get Monroe shock absorbers now to keep your wheels down on the ground and you in control. They automatically adjust to all roads and loads. If your shocks are 24,000 miles old, change to new Monroe shock absorbers. Joe G, that's G for the greatest. Joe Garagiola will be sending more of his superior sports stuff your way all weekend. And within the hour, we'll have an exclusive interview with Baseball Commissioner William Eckert. So there's only one logical thing for you to do.
Just keep two money.
Highway Holidays 68. For vacation adventure long remembered, take your family on an auto tour of that Rocky Mountain wonderland around Denver, Colorado, and the Continental Divide. Explore western ghost towns. Ride the Cog Railroad up Pikes Peak. Climb canyon trails to ancient Indian pueblos at Mesa Verde. Wherever you drive this summer,
stop at Stuckey's all along your way. Stuckey's stores are America's favorite roadside refreshment centers, located on main highways coast to coast. There, with one stop, you can relax, refresh, and refuel. Enjoy a quick snack, tasty sandwiches. Try Stuckey's famous fried chicken, boxed and ready to go. As a special thank you for stopping with them, participating Stuckey stores will give you a box of their crisp peanut brittle free with your purchase of 10 or more gallons of gas. Offer void where prohibited. For free candy and the happiest highway holidays of your life, stop at Stuckey's. Tune by Caravelli. Congratulations. Hey, that reminds me. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy 13th birthday to Monitor. Happy birthday to us. That's right. It's our birthday, and we'd like to share it with all our loyal friends along the NBC radio network. Among them, KFYR, Bismarck, North Dakota, the powerful voice of NBC in the Dakotas. This is Gene Rayburn, and I'll be back shortly. Wild Entertainment comes to Monitor as Jim Fowler and his animal friends pay a visit. Later today on NBC Radio.
It's June, and June is cheeseburger month at Wetson's. Wetson's hamburger restaurants are featuring their own fabulous cheeseburgers throughout the month of June. Wetson's makes cheeseburgers the old-fashioned way, with the very finest ingredients. That's why Wetson's hamburger restaurants have helped to make the cheeseburger an American tradition. So this summer, before that picnic on the beach or that drive in the country, stop at Wetson's and add to your summer fun with bags full of Wetson's famous cheeseburgers and hamburgers, buckets full of tender southern fried chickens, and Wetson's fish and chips, Idaho French fries, Wetson's creamy thick shakes. All of Wetson's wholesome food is of the very highest quality and served at the very lowest prices. You'll love Wetson's courteous service, and there's always plenty of free parking. The perfect spot for that summer lunch, snack, or dinner? Join the fun at the family place, Wetson's Hamburger Restaurants.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Yesterday, cause yesterday. No. day.
Next on Monitor, Temptation by Roger Williams. Give in and listen. And boasting, time for me, Gene Rayburn, to do some hosting. So let's meet a young man who spent a good part of this past week visiting hospitalized military personnel in the New York area, entertaining them with songs like this one. Here's Trini Lopez.
If I've ever planted flowers in your garden, or my feet walked across your bedroom floor, don't be surprised if I break the silence of the night with a knock upon your door. I'm just taking a little journey, and my thoughts may wander back from time to time. Don't be alarmed, cause I mean you no harm. I'm just walking with the memories of my mind. Loneliness surrounds me, and my future in my past, I escape into my dreams. Like carefully choosing memories from the meadows of my past, there once were dreams. And once again, I'm just taking a mental journey, and my thoughts may wander back from time to time. I'm just taking a little journey, and my thoughts may wander back.
Our name is J.P. Stevens. You don't rush into things. Not when your company's reputation's built on brands like Stevens Gulistan Carpets and Stevens Utica Sheets and Towels. So when something new called outdoor-indoor carpet came along, we took our own sweet time. While others were selling, we were testing, examining, and making very sure. Well, now we're sure. Our new outdoor-indoor carpet is called Merriweather, and it's made with Vectra olefin fiber. Merriweather will go anywhere you want it to without complaining. Outside on the patio, porch, breezeway, inside too, in the kitchen, bathroom, family room. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merriweather stain-resistant and fade-resistant. It can't rot, and it isn't affected by mildew. What a way to build a carpet. See it at your carpet dealer in 12 glorious colors. Now that the rest have had their say about outdoor-indoor carpet, J.P. Stevens has the last word, and the last word is Merriweather.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by Oldsmobile in behalf of your nearest Oldsmobile dealer. As the gun control bill awaits President Johnson's signature, pressure from the general public mounts for a stricter bill. A report from Carl Stern, NBC News, Washington, in just 1 minute.
Cut loose from the conventional with Cutlass S, low-slung, low-priced Youngmobile swinger, for doing the things you do and going the places you go. Cutlass S, with the sharpest-looking looks on the road today, with a new generation of rocket V8s to give you smoother, quieter, more economical performance. Cutlass S, close friend of the 442. See your Oldsmobile dealer for your Cutlass S now. And get the special sports equipment you can order, like front disc brakes, rally sports suspension, stick shift, strato bucket seats, stereo tape player. Do it right. Do it now. Do it right now. See your nearest Oldsmobile dealer during his Youngmobile saving season.
Now here is Carl Stern, NBC News, Washington.
After a 30-year deep freeze on tackling the problem of so many guns in America, the administration is weighing whether to turn down limitations on handguns, which it finally wrestled from Congress, to go for broke, to gamble that the flash of national pain and letter writing in the aftermath of the Robert Kennedy assassination will be enough to swing Congress to what the president really wants, a bill outlawing interstate retail traffic in all guns and ammunition. The president has till Wednesday to act on the limited bill. On Thursday, the House Judiciary Committee is expected to okay the broader bill, which the House likely would pass. The first tough hurdle would be in the Senate Judiciary Committee, where an unrelenting Senator Eastland of Mississippi claims his mail still is running 5-1 against more gun laws, although other senators reported mail running up to 50-1 from urban areas demanding gun curbs and at least breaking even in letters from rural areas. Mountains of mail may move political mountains. Senator Warren Magnuson of Washington, head of the Senate Commerce Committee, where he has been the nemesis for years of the Senate's career gun critic, Senator Dodd, suddenly announced yesterday he had changed his mind along with Senators Scott, Muskie, Mulroney, Nelson, and Proxmire. Amazingly, Mr. Magnuson went even further. He said he is prepared to support the registration and licensing of all firearms. Senator Tidings of Maryland introduced a bill to require a license to buy arms or ammunition as the best way to weed out those who should not have guns, but it was thought no one else had an appetite for that tougher measure. The president's signing of the so-called halfway bill he has now would not preclude later passage of the curb on all guns. However, a new bill would be clear of riders he vehemently opposed, such as wiretapping authorization and attempted Supreme Court limitations. It is a gamble. The major imponderable is, will Congress lose its new determination to control firearms when the post-assassination letters taper off and the gun clubs resume their campaign? Carl Stern, NBC News, Washington.
Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad was brought to you also by your A to Z rental center. The party season is on. Let your local A to Z rental center help you really have a fun time. Borrow extra folding chairs, tables, punch bowls, percolators, silverware, dishes, glasses, All you need for any party, from a formal banquet to an informal buffet, and at reasonable rates. See the yellow pages under rental service for your A to Z rental center. Borrow whatever your heart desires from A to Z. A to Z rental center. The conduct of professional baseball last weekend, following the tragic death of Senator Robert Kennedy, has caused a considerable amount of controversy. We'll have an exclusive interview with Baseball Commissioner William Eckert in 4 minutes, here on the Monitor Beacon.
Say, are you stacked up out there in traffic on Bruckner Boulevard, or are you stuck in the smog of Lincoln Tunnel? Well, the going can still be good when you drive an American Motors Ambassador, because air conditioning comes with it. It's the only two-door car under $10,000 with air conditioning as standard equipment. And the two-door Ambassador lists for under $3,000. So you can drive cool without shelling out a lot of cold cash. No more sweating out traffic jams, no noise and stale air. The Ambassador lets you roll up the windows and relax in cool, clean, air-conditioned comfort. Test drive the Ambassador soon, and you'll get a pair of earmuffs free. But don't put them on till you hear your dealer's prices. They'll warm the cockles of your heart. See the Ambassador at one of your 87 local New York, New Jersey American Motors Rambler dealers. And for all you Ambassador owners out there, the next few seconds of cool, comfortable music are brought to you by your friendly neighborhood American Motors dealer.
Hi, Monitor fans. This is Ron and Martin. Hey, Dick, what time is it?
How'd you know my name was Dick?
I just guessed.
Then guess what time it is.
Very uncooperative. But if the stars of NBC TV's Laugh-In can't or won't bring you the time, we will. It is exactly 15 minutes before the hour. Now, where were you when the lights went out? A new one from the Letterman.
Lights went out. Were you only a dream that I only dreamed about? Where was I when the lights went out? Was I only the flame you knew you could do without?
Miller makes it right, any time, any place. After all, Miller High Life is the champagne of bottled beer.
Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. In one moment, an exclusive interview with Baseball Commissioner William D. Eckert. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
Hello, anybody. Henry Morgan here with a special message. Ladybug, ladybug, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are next door watching it on TV. Aren't you glad that you have a low-cost homeowners policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty Company? And that with that policy comes a friendly State Farm agent who's probably on his way to pitch in on the fast, efficient claim service that's made State Farm number one in homeowners insurance. Henry Morgan to Ladybug, over and out. Henry Morgan to all you other homeowners. Now that I've told you about the State Farm homeowners policy, the one with rates lower than most, maybe one of you could tell me where a guy who talks to ladybugs can get some much-needed help?
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Much has been written and said about the way Major League Baseball conducted itself last weekend when the nation mourned Senator Robert Kennedy. To present baseball's side, Commissioner William D. Eckert granted this exclusive interview to Monitor Sports Editor Len Dillon.
Baseball Commissioner William D. Eckert, there's been some controversy this past week about baseball's decision to leave the playing of games last weekend up to individual owners. Monitor Sports would like to know who made the decision and what was it.
I made the decision. I called a meeting of baseball's executive council on Thursday to decide how to pay proper tribute to Senator Kennedy over the weekend. The council unanimously agreed to send a directive to all the clubs to delay all Saturday games and adjust schedules because of the funeral services. No games were played on Saturday in cities closely identified with Senator Kennedy, such as New York and Washington, D.C. Because our intent was to pay respect on both Saturday and Sunday, the clubs were requested to pay proper tribute to the senator prior to or during the games on Sunday.
Commissioner, can you tell us who's on the executive council?
The executive council is made up of the commissioner, the two league presidents, representatives from both of the leagues. Mr. Walter O'Malley and Mr. Gabe Paul are the principals elected by the leagues. I want to say that, like the rest of the nation, I was deeply shocked and grieved at the death of Senator Kennedy. He was an outstanding American, and all of us deeply mourn his loss.
Well, and as far as you're concerned, there was no indecision on baseball's part.
Now, as I say, the decision was mine, and the directive, which was sent to all clubs, I have covered here.
Commissioner, why wasn't a specific date selected to pay respects to Senator Kennedy?
Because our intent was to pay proper respect on both Saturday and Sunday.
Commissioner, do you think the criticism that has been heaped upon baseball and yourself has been justified?
Everyone certainly has a right to express their views. However, I feel that the criticism reflected a misunderstanding of what actually happened.
Have you had any mail from the public, Commissioner?
No, I've had no adverse criticism from the public. I've had some favorable comment from the public on the paying proper respect over the weekend.
Now, on last Sunday, the Yankees had the biggest crowd of the season in the majors, and the Tigers played before their biggest crowd of the season. Do you feel that baseball last Sunday gave the nation a chance to relax after a most difficult week?
Yes, I do, and the 260,000 Sunday attendance implies that the fans felt this was a proper tribute. These fans joined with baseball to pay their respects with prayer and affection at the ballparks.
Baseball Commissioner William D. Eckert, thank you ever so much for being a guest on Monitor Sports. Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about Super Royal Triton. Did you select the last motor oil you bought, or did you settle for the first brand that was suggested to you? The Union Oil Company of California produces a motor oil so good it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. It's called Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. This rich oil protects your engine continuously under extreme driving conditions, and a patented detergent cleans your engine as you drive. Insist on the motor oil that goes Detroit one better, Super Royal Triton. Comprehensive, colorful coverage of sports is yours all day on Monitor. And in addition, such other regular features as Bob Considine, Monitor Goes Fishing, Monitor Goes Camping, the younger generation, news and music. There'll be a number of guests, including Frank Sinatra Jr., animal expert Jim Fowler, Lionel Hampton, and your hosts later today will be Joe Garagiola and Ted Steele. Music now by Herb Alpert, singing This Guy's in Love with You.
You see, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show
Bemis, I'm doing a survey for International Harvester. You own a Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, right?
Oh, yes. Careful of the rug. I just vacuumed in here.
Sure.
Thank you.
We say Cadet is for keeps. Built like the big International tractors. Mm-hmm. Tough, rugged. You agree?
Oh, just like Honey Bun.
Who?
My big old wife.
Oh. Well, Mr. Bemis, Cadet is a year-round machine, too.
Oh, I'll say. I mow the lawn, clear leaves, work the garden, blow snow. My Cadet is great. Here in the house, it's wash the dishes, Henry. Scrub that floor, Henry. But out on the lawn with my Cadet, I'm king.
Henry!
Oh, there she is now. You survey her while I run out and mow the lawn.
Oh, boy. If you want to feel like a king on your lawn, buy any new Cub Cadet 7, 10, or 12 horsepower. Get the rotary mower free. Now, this offer is limited, so hurry. You'll find your participating international dealer in the yellow pages under lawnmowers or tractors. la la, Raymond la 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 favor. And this is Gene Rayburn as Monitor begins its 14th year of covering the weekend world.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see.
More news, more songs to sing you, more comedy.
This is the South Pacific, where you can fly away from the everyday. Qantas, Australia's round-the-world airline, captures the spirit of the South Pacific in a remarkable new book about the enchanted islands of Fiji, the legendary cities down under, the wonders on the other side of the world. The Qantas South Pacific story is yours for only a dollar. Mail $1 to Qantas Book, 542 Fifth Avenue, New York. The South Pacific Story. Read the book, then see it live with Qantas. A spectacular 17-day Qantas tour offers the best of everything in the South Pacific for only $1,212 from New York. For your copy of the South Pacific Story, mail $1 to Qantas Book, 542 Fifth Avenue, New York.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.